Earth, sky.
This year's dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico might be the biggest ever, according to scientists with the Louisiana Marine Consortium. Oceanographer Nancy Rabelais led researchers in generating the forecast for the 2011 hypoxia, or dead zone, oxygen-starved waters hostile to ocean life.
We're predicting it's going to be the biggest one ever since we started mapping the area in 1985, which would be about 9,400 square miles.
That means a Gulf dead zone about the size of Lake Erie. Dr. Rabelais explained what a dead zone is.
The area of low oxygen, that's often called the dead zone, is a water mass off the Louisiana shore that extends from the Mississippi River far to the west, well on to the Texas shore. It is an area where there is not enough oxygen in the bottom waters to support marine life, such as fish and shrimp and crabs.
A dead zone happens because excess nutrients get washed into the Gulf, where they feed tiny marine plants called phytoplankton. When the phytoplankton dies, it sinks to the bottom of the sea, taking oxygen from the water as it decays. Record spring floods in the Midwest are behind the record-breaking dead zone. Floodwaters put large amounts of fresh water and nutrients into the Mississippi River and eventually into the Gulf of Mexico. For more, search for the words Gulf Dead Zone at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.